Kronyopola to all the Johns and the Joannas, the Ioannis, the Ioannas, and any of the variations of that name I'm not aware of. May you and they have many, many years. I appreciated Father Seraphim's point about the difference between the reaction of the Theotokos, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that of the priest Zacharias. If you go back and read very carefully, you definitely see what Father Seraphim pointed out, that the angel, Gabriel, the messenger, the announcer, took some offense at the response of Zacharias. Hence, Zacharias was punished. He was dumb, struck dumb, which meant he could not speak. Why? Because he didn't believe, he didn't trust, and his father pointed out, he had the example of Scripture. He should have known better. That of course it was possible. And therein lies a warning to us and to Father Seraphim and myself especially, as those vested with the grace of priesthood. We, Father Seraphim and I, have even less excuse for our mistakes than do others. So, we trust and we pray and we hope in God, and we keep fighting the good fight and running the race to grow in grace to the glory of God. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.